KEAYTQ monitoring.
KZKJL.
Cujo, I heard you earlier. Are you still there? And AKPP on Statewide 51, digital DMR, and all that other stuff.
KEHCBW, Ypsilanti.
KEHCBW, KIA.
Very good, Rod. You sound pretty good, buddy. AKPP on 51.
KCAKGO.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I am sitting downtown, and I would say, oh, I got my radio. Let's try it. I mean, I'm a little, like, half a block. Probably about a mile from Renson, so I figured I'm right by the tower.
Oh, very good. That sounds good. What are you talking on?
4400-GG51. On my TYT, EMD.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. I take it you're on the Detroit frequency.
Yeah, is that 444.0?
I think so. I think the other one's like straight 900, so I think you're right. Yeah, you're sounding really good. So I just figured I'd say hello. I take it you're not in Warren with all of that traffic.
Not yet, but I'm going to start making my way to 94 off of 75, and then I'll jump on. I tried hitting the Warren repeater, but I'm between two buildings, so it's just bouncing between brick walls here, and I just get a lot of popcorn and bacon.
Not very good. Where did the president or the former president fly into? Did he fly into Selfridge, or did he fly into Detroit, or don't you know? Because the only reason I bring it up, not to be political, but traffic, because if he's going to head to Selfridge, you could have a problem.
Well, since he technically isn't a political official, more or less to say, I don't think you can find a Selfridge, so more than likely he would either drop into Willow Run or he would drop into DTW with his private jet.
No, I didn't think about that. Well, you... Well, what about if he's, let's say, not going forward, let's go backwards. Let's say he's a retired political official. Can they still use that, or is it the personal jet that would tie him up? I'm not sure. I'm just asking.
There it goes. Good question. I know that if it's a current official, whether it be AF1 or AF2, they alternate between DTW and SNB. But I think as a former individual, they are, even though they have the detail, I think they go private based, but they still park them somewhere out where it's safe, because he's still a high profile figure.
Yeah, and I don't think any government official wants to go down that road right now. That would be not good for anybody or anything. So, yeah, it's true. I didn't think about that. You're right. He still is considered a civilian. So even though he's, let's say, retired, he's a nice word. So let's say he's retired, he still would be considered a civilian. I didn't look at that angle. So you might be safe as far as traffic goes.
Yeah, I think most ex-political officials, ex-POTUS, if they fly out anywhere, I think they fly charter. With the detail, I could be wrong. Like I said, every time I've been at DTW, I've seen AF1 on more than one occasion fly in and fly out, and sometimes they even go to Willow Run and hide it. So they don't go in one constant area all the time. And believe me, when that jet flies in, you don't want to be anywhere around it by any means, even though it's cool. You don't want to be close to it.
No, I heard that. Yeah, I used to live by Selfridge, like really close, 21 mile in Sugar Bush. And Air Force One flew in a couple, three times. And, there was one time it took off and it was probably, you could have thrown a stone at it and hit it. You know, it was that close to my house because they were running real, real low for some reason. And then all of a sudden he just brought it up high and hit it towards the water.
Yeah, and that's all you see is just that one. But there's actually about six fighter jets circling the airspace that you do not see.
No, that I believe. So, okay, yeah, that's probably true then. My guess is you're probably right. He's probably not at Selfridge. So, although, you know, the only reason I would have think if he was is because of the heightened security. They said that he's got, you know, because of the last two attempts, he's got presidential-type security on him, so that would be a safer place for him than Detroit. But, hey, what do you know? I mean, they do what they want to do, and I guess that's all that matters. So, and let them do it. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Biden, Trumpy, Obama. Doesn't matter to me. I still think they all need to be protected just because of that's the way our system works.
100% agree. I think it doesn't matter who the individual is and what affiliation they have with what party. It's the fact that they either are current, former, or running. They should all be offered the same amount of security for the safety of our nation. Because former have secrets that are still around. Current, of course, whether it's number one or number two. I think all of them up there in the cabinet and stuff like that, they should be protected because they all know something different in one way or another.
I'm sorry I lost it. For some stupid reason, my scan had kicked on. Oh, I know why. Because the FBI has higher priority than 5-1.
Oh, gotcha there. But yeah, like I said, it doesn't matter who it is or who they represent. It's a political figure, especially, you know, the top dog ones, and they should all be treated the same way in regards to security-wise. You know, current, future, or former, they should all be protected. I mean, that's our nation.
Well, I agree, because either way, you're going to upset 49%. Well, let's say we are 50-50 country. Either way, you're going to upset 48% of them, you know. Left or right. So, yeah, I do agree with that. That's probably some turmoil we don't want to go down. So whatever you got to do, you know, protect them.
My point exactly. We should all agree 100% as a nation to protect those that are in our country and representing our country in one way or another, in one fashion. Even senators, congressmen, they should all have that same blanket of safety at one point or another, because they all hold some type of information that the general public does not.
No, I agree. So, yeah, I got to meet John James, talk to him for a little bit. We did a military show three months back in Detroit, and he was there, and I talked to him for quite a bit. He's a nice guy, so, you know, but other than that, not much, so. Okay, sir, I got to let you go. I always like talking digital. Your signal sounds really good, real clear, and you're not over-modulating, so I like it. I like it a lot, and your voice sounds like you on this. One thing with DMR, if everything is where it's supposed to be, you sound normal, so I can recognize your voice. Sometimes people just kick too much of whatever at these, and it doesn't sound good, so... wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, you got it. So with that, I'm going to let you go. I'll talk to you a little bit later. I have to pack because I'm going to be gone for 4 or 5 days.
Well, I am currently at Learned in Bovian over by St. John's Church and George the Baptiste home site. I'm over by the casino. So 73 to you. Have a safe trip. Godspeed, as they say. And I'll catch you on the other side when you get back in. This is KACH, KJO, Cujo. I'm clear and monitoring.
Okay, yeah, I'll be back Friday. Any K.
K-E-A-G-U-R. K-A-G-U-R. K-B-S-W-R. If you can hear me, you need to go to MI5.PC, program your radio correctly. You have Brandmeister talk groups in there. We do not carry Brandmeister talk groups. So statewide one will be time slot one, talk group 51. Time slot two, talk group 52 is statewide two. That's what you need to program in your radio, so you don't have the right stuff programmed in. MI5.PC, KBSWR.